What is it you want? Real estate.
It's the Red Hot Real Estate Show, where we can all find out how's it going for buyers and sellers in the real estate market.
I have died and gone to real estate heaven.
Looking to move? Hoping to sell? Call in with your questions to real estate expert Mimi Shoneman with RE/MAX Results.
I'm going to go out and buy a house.
Here she is, your host, Mimi Shoneman.
Yes, she is here, our host of the Red Hot Real Estate Show from RE/MAX Results and the Red Hot Real Estate Group. Hello, Miss Mimi. How's it going?
Good morning.
I'm so glad to see you. Also, all very happy to bring in our cross-country mortgage expert, Mr. Phil Olson. Good to see you as well.
Yo.
I am so glad that we now get to get your NMLS number into the room, Phil.
Oh my gosh. NMLS 238103, company NMLS 3029, Cross Country Mortgage. We are an equal housing lender.
And Phil, how do they get a hold of you this week?
Get a hold of me via my cell, 651-238-6748, or always just email me at phil@callphilolson.com.
I thought about both of you earlier this week. It was a good reason. I was hosting, you know, it's gala and event season for your girl, Miss Shannon. So was I at a fundraiser for Simpson House. I was at a fundraiser for Housing First Minnesota. And so we were talking about home ownership. And so one of the subject matters that came up is, how do we start that conversation with so many people when it maybe wasn't modeled for them or they're in a difficult situation in their life? So a lot of people are very excited to hear the information that we share here, where we tell people, here's how you can get into a home versus living in the world of, I can't do it. I'm not even going to try because I've never seen it done.
FYI, 85% of all the loans I'm doing right now are down payment assistance loans. Mm-hmm. 80% of all buyers out there are first time home buyers for the most part.
And so why would you think there's such a proliferation of 85%, that's a lot.
Probably based on the fact that there are so many programs out there that can help people. And even though they might have enough cash to put down, I'm presenting them additional options to where they can keep some of their money. Mm-hmm. I got an example. I got one loan closing right now. I'm saving them $900 a month.
Right.
Based on down payment assistance.
Right. And I think that a lot of people are like, we've talked before about this housing shortage. And so people are really looking for a way to stabilize situations for them and their family. And especially a lot of first time homebuyers, they're like, well, I always thought that I should be renting and that renting was saving me money. And now maybe they're finding that that's not the case. It's not stabilizing things for them.
You know, I think that over the past few years, I think that people get whiplash, to be honest with you, about the rents. It gets old having your rent always changing, you know, and you can anticipate that it's going to, as long as the market will bear it. The rents are just rising. Phil, you consult with so many, as you just mentioned, first-time home buyers. What are you hearing for rents in the metro from them?
I'm seeing rents on average above $1,800 a month, if it's nice. And that's not big.
Right.
That would be probably a two-bedroom, two-bath is $1,800. I'm commonly hearing $2,300, $2,500. Every once in a while, I'm hearing $800. But here's what I'm going to tell you the $800 is. They're living with somebody, and they're living in the basement.
Yeah.
And they're getting one room and a bathroom. And they're paying $800 a month.
Right.
All right. But one of the challenges I always ask renters is, ask yourself the following question. How many years have you rented? What has your average rent been? And now do some simple math. Simple math. If you're paying $1,200 a month and you've been doing it for 10 years, that's $144,000 you have paid a landlord to get rich. But if you were bought a house 5 years ago, that house would have gone up 42% in value. So a house that was $200,000 is now basically $300,000 5 years from now. The whole one here. Yes, your payment's higher, but you just netted $100,000 in equity from the date you purchased to the value. But wait one here. Now you've got the principal reduction. Now you've paid down your house maybe $20,000.
And Mimi, I think other people were just, you know, so much of the information that you and Phil and all of our experts share, it was, well, I have to have 20%. I have to. And so the have to's that they that people were being educated with,
yep,
were making them think they that it wasn't an option for them.
So is this something that you heard at your benefit?
And a variety of, okay, these things that are coming, mm-hmm, up and why people are moving into this, you, okay, know? So, yes.
So there is, I think, a lot of misinformation about what the down payments can be. Mm-hmm. They can be as low as zero, for real. You just have to make sure that you're okay with the parameters. And so, mm-hmm, the zero financing is rural development, as Phil has talked about before, and also for our veterans out there. But we can, for those that don't fall into, don't want to live in rural development areas, or they're not veterans, as low as 3%, correct, Phil? 3.5%?
As low as $1,000.
Okay, and that's with the down payment assistance
programs. That's with the down payment. Now, there's down payment assistance programs that are at 1,000. There's down payment assistance that are at 1% of the purchase price. Then there's down payment assistance that require 3% down, and then you get the down payment assistance. There are so many programs out there, but they're all different.
Mm-hmm.
They're all different.
And I think this also goes back to, Mimi, what you said before about people who are in the middle like me that are going, oh, well, I don't know if I want to try and sell my house because maybe I'm not going to be able to sell it. Mm-hmm. And that's why you've been saying for months and years, no, we can find the right buyer for you because we can partner with the right people to make sure that it gets taken care of. There is a market out there for your home.
100% there's a market for people's homes. You know, we haven't really talked about the market update for the week, but we are anemic still in inventory. And what does that mean? Normal market, a balanced market, would be between 5 and 6 months of inventory. We only have 1.9 months of inventory in the metro. So what does that mean? It means that it's still a seller's market. But with that said, the sellers do have to still price the property properly. And they also have to make sure that it's show ready.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, you're going to take a concession on what you can charge for the house. And so, you know, you always have people who own homes and they don't want to do anything. You meet with those people constantly and they're like, I don't want to do anything. I don't want to paint. Don't ask me to do anything. That's fine.
Mm-hmm.
But you'll have to price it appropriately. So with that said, let's just kind of go through the brief numbers of what the Minneapolis Area Association of Realtors have shared with us this week. As I mentioned, we have 1.9 months of inventory, which is actually ticking upwards, which we like to see. And as you would anticipate for a spring market,
mm-hmm,
our median sales price is staying pretty flat at $358,000. Our days on market, this is something that I do want to call people's attention to. It's kind of going up.
Okay.
We are just under 60 days, so that's 2 months. Now, in the pandemic years, we saw that down, you know, I think under 30, just right under 30. So we have increased a lot. Not to say that 60 is an anomaly, but it is something that you want to take into consideration, especially if you're pricing your house to sell. You want to know, okay, so what are the brackets? What are the days on market look like for the different price brackets? And factor that in for consideration, because if you need a quick sale, maybe 60 days is not going to work for you.
Yeah. I mean, right now, I'm seeing 85, 90% of all my buyers are in multiple offers.
Okay.
I did get lucky here yesterday, though. I had a client that their offer wasn't the best offer. But because they had specific down payment assistance, the sellers accepted their offer.
Oh. Because they had down payment assistance?
Yep.
Interesting.
Yeah. Okay. I haven't heard that one very often.
No. Okay.
No.
Well, that's extra money.
That's a win.
Yeah.
So this week, I'll tell a little story. I had a client that was offering on a property that was overpriced,
mm-hmm,
and I by a lot. And I told her, I said, you know, what we can do, you know, this going in, we can make the offer and see if we can negotiate with the seller. Otherwise, if it's overpriced, then you're going to have to be prepared to pay the difference should the appraisal come up low, which it would. Mm-hmm. And so we made the offer, didn't get the offer. Seller was not budging. And I had a nice conversation with the listing agent about it. And the listing agent said, you know, the seller, I said, does your seller understand that they're so overpriced and the comps don't support it? And they're like, yes, they understand. And I'm like, well, so I can only surmise that this particular seller is looking for a cash offer and they're waiting for that unique buyer. Mm-hmm. And that was pretty much what the situation was. And it has been on the market for a very, very long time. So sellers, it's never a great idea to overprice your house and try to you know, game the market.
I've got a story to tell as well.
Phil, let's do it when we come back from the break.
Right. You also would love to get your voice into the room. You can be part of the show if you call us at 651-641-1071. We'll be right back on the Red Hot Real Estate Show here on My Talk 107.1. Welcome back to the Red Hot Real Estate Show here on My Talk 107.1. You can also get this episode and previous episodes if you go to our website, mytalk1071.com. Use that keyword, Red Hot. I'm Shannon here with Mimi Shoneman, your host of the Red Hot Real Estate Show and licensed realtor from RE/MAX Results. Also here with our friend Phil Olson from Cross Country Mortgage. Please feel free to get your voice into the room if you'd like to be part of the show. That number is 651-641-1071.
So we are going to start talking about new programs that Phil has or that's on the market for first generational home buyers. And it's great information for the sellers, too. Sellers, if you're listening to this, it benefits you to understand the different programs that buyers could be have options to use.
Right.
So great information for both. But I do want to let everybody know that we do have our guides that are available for spring market for things to consider when you're buying and selling. Those are free and they change every single quarter. So if you haven't gotten one in a while, we encourage you to message us and let us know that you'd like one. You can do that by texting or calling 651-578-2218 or messaging us here through the station.
Right. At mytalk1071.com, keyword Red Hot.
Okay, Phil. Let's start talking about the first brand new program for first generational home buyers.
Yep. First one is called the MMCDC. And I'm sorry, I don't remember what the acronyms mean, but I can definitely get that. All right. But the MMCDC is a program for first generational buyers. So what is a first generational buyer by MMCDC? A first generational buyer is an individual's parents have never owned a home in the United States or anywhere in the world.
Okay.
Now, that's different than other first generational programs. Well, we're also going to talk about the Minnesota Housing First Generational Program. That program has the same guideline. So one buyer, it could be a husband and wife, but one of those buyers' parents have never owned a home mm-hmm. in the United States or anywhere in the world.
How do you prove that, Phil?
It's proven by basically honesty.
Yes.
Okay.
So it's word of mouth.
It's not word of mouth. They're gonna fill out a document that's called an attestation.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Meaning they're attesting that their parents have never owned a home. So on that document, it'll be their full name. It'll be their address where mom and dad lives. All right. And then they have to go to a bank and get it notarized in front of a notary.
One thing that I'm looking through on this sheet that you gave me as well, fellas, that might open it up to some people is that it has or in big letters, owned a home but lost it due to foreclosure.
Correct.
Okay. And that does seem like it will open it back up for some people, unfortunately, for their parents, but good for them.
Yep. So if you were divorced or you lost a house to foreclosure, it is possible that your first time home buyer opportunity comes back to you, even if it's been within 3 years.
Okay? Can you elaborate on that a little bit?
Sure. So let me give you an example. Husband and wife buy a home. They bought a home. It is 5 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
2 years ago, they got a divorce. The husband got the house. The wife didn't get the house.
Right.
The wife has three kids. In that scenario, I could go back to MMCDC or Minnesota Housing or Ramsey County, and they may come back and say, yes, that individual retains their first-time home buyer, but they may not retain their first generational opportunity. And where the big money is at right now throughout the whole state of Minnesota is it's not first-time home buyers.
Okay.
It's first-generational buyers. You can get up to $20,000 or $30,000 as a first-time home buyer, max.
Mm-hmm.
If you want $93,000, $93,000, wow. 0% interest rate, that is for the first-generational program. And the first year, first-generational programs go from anywhere between $30,000 to $93,000.
Mm-hmm.
At a 0% interest rate, and most of them are in the form of a grant.
Okay.
Now, what's a grant? It means the money goes away, but there's a but to that.
Okay.
All right, Phil. So, I'm sorry. What are the income limits? Can we go there on the MMCDC?
Sure. Your income limits are based on your startup income limits.
Okay.
That is under the Minnesota Housing Program. So your income limit is $124,000, I am told.
Okay.
As a family income.
Okay.
But that means a group of four people. Is that correct for that?
Per MMCDC, your startup income limits are for 1 to 2 persons, regardless of the household size.
Okay, perfect.
Okay,
so those two people would be on the loan qualifying for it.
Correct.
Okay.
There could be one person qualifying for it. All right. The maximum income you can get on the MMCDC is $32,000. But what's so nice about the MMCDC program is it goes away in 5 years.
Okay.
You get to retain. You get to retain 20%.
Yes.
Yearly.
So as long as you stay in the house for the 5 years is what you're saying.
It goes away.
All right.
It goes away. There are no housing ratios. What's a housing ratio? Housing ratio is you take your principal interest, taxes and insurance to include mortgage insurance, association fee, divided by your gross income.
Okay.
Whereas Minnesota Housing has a 28% housing ratio.
Mm-hmm.
MMCDC has a 0.
Okay.
I think I need you to re-clarify what that ratio is.
Okay. The ratio is your housing ratio in the mortgage world. We take your full monthly payment divided by your full gross income.
Mm-hmm.
And you get a ratio. So if your house mortgage is $5,000 and you make $5,000, your housing ratio would be 100%.
Yes.
But your standard ratios are 25 to 28. The MMCDC, it doesn't have one.
Okay.
And now, what's the benefit of it not having one?
That means that if, let's say you make $8,000 a month, but you're getting a $1,500 mortgage payment, all right, if I did the math on that, you'd be probably at about 17%.
Mm-hmm.
Under most programs, you wouldn't qualify. You'd have to buy more house.
Oh, okay.
You'd have to buy more house. All right. Now, there is a downside to the MMCDC that some people will go, well, I really don't like that. The downside is you cannot even qualify or get registered for the program without being fully 100% underwritten by a mortgage lender up front and have your classes taken care of.
Wow.
So this is not something you drive down the street, you see a house, you tell Mimi, I want to buy it, because you have to have your ducks in a row.
Okay.
Okay. So when we come back, We're going to finish talking about the MMCDC, and then we're going to compare and contrast that to the next program, which is the MHFA.
Yeah, I want to know what ducks I need to get in a row, everybody. So you can also be part of the show. That number is 651-641-1071. We'll be right back on the Red Hot Real Estate Show here on My Talk 107.1. Welcome back to the Red Hot Real Estate Show here on My Talk 107.1. I am Ms. Shannon, here with Mimi Shoneman, my friend from REMAX Results and the Red Hot Real Estate Group. Also, our good friend Phil Olson from Cross Country Mortgage. Feel free to be part of the show. You can call us at 651-641-1071.
Okay, folks. If you are thinking about looking for property, we have a great resource for you. Be sure and check out viewgreaterminneapolishomes.com. There you can search the whole metro area for any type of property. It's great for buyers because there you can look at properties, you can make appointments to see properties, you can ask questions about properties, and the same thing too for sellers. You can compare what's going on in your mm-hmm. neighborhood and make an appointment to have somebody come out and offer you a free market analysis. All right, so that's viewgreaterminneapolishomes.com. All right, Phil, so we were talking about first-generational programs. Let's finish up the first program that you were talking about, the MMCDC.
All right, purchase price, there is no limit. But there is a limit. It's going to be based on your income, and it's going to be based on your budget, what's affordable, all right? So you're not buying $1 million with this program,
right?
Okay?
What would you say would be the top bracket price that you could buy with this program?
Wouldn't surprise me $400,000, $450,000.
Okay, that's a good price.
Depending on taxation.
Okay, perfect.
All right. Now, the good thing about MMCDC is it's good for the whole state.
Okay.
But understand your income brackets change by counties. But they're all the same for the 11-county metro area.
Okay.
Will this work in Western Wisconsin?
No.
It will not?
No.
Okay, and you don't know why, or just Minnesota?
It's from Minnesota.
Minnesota program.
Got it.
Okay.
Okay. Anything else to wrap up this section?
Program layering is allowed.
Okay.
Okay. So guess what? Could I partner this program on top of the Ramsey County program?
The answer is yes.
Yes.
Okay.
All right, and we're going to wrap up again. We've talked about Ramsey County before on the show, but we're going to remind everybody about that in a few minutes.
Yeah.
We're going to be talking about some big free money, y'all. Right. Stick around for that.
That, if I layered those two programs together, now you're talking $125,000.
And forgivable after 5 years?
Forgivable on the 30 after 5 years. The Ramsey County is forgivable on a yearly basis where it steps down by 5% annually.
Okay. Prorated.
Yeah. Okay. So every year you live in the house, you get to keep 5% of that money.
Okay. So okay, I just have to like wrap my mind around just the whole thing, not just the big money, but all of the money.
Mm-hmm.
So this can only be used for their down payment and for their closing costs. Is that correct?
Down payment, closing costs, points, principal reduction.
So they can buy their rate down with this down payment assistance
too. Sure.
Is there a maximum amount of buying down the rate that you have that you can do?
I've got a loan going right now where the down payment assistance program is paying 2 points and the sellers gave us 3 points and we're literally buying down the rate by a total of 5 points and their interest rate is going to be like 6.125% compared to 7.5%.
And that they can use these funds for things like that.
Correct.
Okay. What can they not use it for?
Can't use it for appraisal gap coverage.
Okay. That's good to know.
Yeah.
All right. Well, so then you need to make sure that if you're using these programs that the property is priced properly or the seller is going to agree to reduce the price.
Correct.
Okay.
But can you go above and beyond? Sure.
And what do you mean by that?
In other words, the house is listed for... Let's say it's listed for 360. Could you offer 370? Sure, as long as the house appraises.
As long as the house appraises, or that you have your own money.
Or the buyer has their own money to cover the gap coverage.
Okay.
Okay. In the purchase agreements that you are seeing, let's just say in the last 2 weeks,
yep.
What percentage of them would you say are offering appraisal gap coverage?
Very few.
Okay. All right. I think that's probably somewhat common. So that's good information to have, folks. All right. Let's move on to the next first generation program with MHFA.
Yep. Now, Minnesota Housing Finance has multiple programs.
Right.
They have first-time home buyer programs. They got down payment assistance. This is a new program to be melded in with their other programs. It's strictly designed for a first-generational buyer.
Yes.
But what's nice about this program is you can also get the kicker of an additional $16,500 or $18,000 on top of the $35,000. So let's talk about the $35,000, though. That grant does not go away in 5 years.
Okay.
You get to keep 50% of that money after living, and key word here, after living in the home for a minimum of 10 years. They go off of the note date.
Okay.
The date the mortgage was established, the date of your closing, 10 years out, you get to keep 50%. The other 50% you get to keep if you live in the home for 20 years.
Okay.
If you sell in 7 years, you're paying the $35,000 back.
Okay.
But what's good about both of these programs is they're at a 0% interest rate.
All right.
So it helps the consumer with their down payment, their closing costs, affordability. And both programs are good for the whole 11-county metro area. And yes, you can go outside of the 11-county metro area.
So if you sell the house, you don't get to keep that money and reap the benefits of it. You have to use this and pay it back like you would if you had any other loan.
Correct.
Okay.
Oh. It would be considered a first and second mortgage for both of these.
Yes.
All right. Now, the MHFA is officially going out on May 6th.
Yes.
MMCDC, sorry to go back, they haven't said May 6th.
Right.
It's coming.
Yeah.
Coming.
So, like the different programs that we remember back in the day, do these have like a certain, like when the pot is 100% full, it sounds like MMCDC has $100 million in funds right now versus the MHFA has only $50 million. So, when that pot dries up, what happens?
I can only go based on other down payment assistance programs that I've worked with is sometimes those funds will get replenished. More often than not, the program goes away. And to be honest with you, $50 million Minnesota Housing, they're a big driver of mortgages in the state of Minnesota. It would not surprise me that this lasts maybe just 1 year.
Okay. I'm surprised that it will last that long, to be honest with you. Do you think that the reason that it might last that long is because people just don't hear about it? Or what do you think the reason is?
Oh, I mean, Minnesota Housing does such a great job at advertising, you know, throughout the whole state and the communities and, you know, with the Chamber of Commerce and all that type of stuff. You know, I'd say if you're a mortgage lender or a mortgage loan officer and you don't know about this, I'd say you're pretty blind.
I think that there's just not enough people who in the community who would be ready to be able to deplete it sooner than that. Because I know some people that I would talk to in my circle and say, you should be able to do this. And they're just not ready. Like if they called Phil right now, they'd go, he'd have a list of things they got to do. And it'll take them 6 months to get that stuff done.
But 6 months. To do it 6 months in advance is actually a positive. Mm-hmm. I think people should be calling Phil like right now to say, I want more information about this program.
Mm-hmm.
Because let's talk about the application process of getting a file number, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so let's just say Ms. Shannon she's come to you and she says, I would like to learn more about this program and I would like to start looking for a house.
Mm-hmm.
My mom and dad never have owned a home.
Right.
And I'll say stop.
Okay.
I'll say stop.
Why?
Because you're going to get the full application done. Then I'm going to quantify that the application is correct. Then I'm going to gather all their documents, which means we may end up having to re-get documents down the road. But there are so many guidelines that I'm looking at here, and I have to look at, all right, the first mortgage guidelines. Now I got the second mortgage guideline. Now I got the down payment assistance guidelines. And guess what? They all have to line up. All right? There might be counseling I need to do with a consumer. There might be credit enhancement I need to do. There might be, maybe their income isn't where they want it to be to qualify for what they want. So then I'm calculating, all right, so when's your next raise? Mm-hmm. All right, when do you get your next raise? Is there a bonus coming? Can we count the bonus? Can we count the overtime?
So that's the only reason I'm going back to your question of why is it going to take a year for us to deplete this? Because I think a lot of people who are in this situation haven't really gone through this process before. So they're not as close to ready as some of our partners would need them to be. So it'll take them a while for somebody to get through that pipeline.
Here's what I'll tell you. I can get a borrower qualified under both of these programs in less than a week. In less than a week. If the client has their ducks in a row.
Mm-hmm.
All right. It don't take me long. And I know this information inside and out.
Okay. So my question for you, and we only have about a minute before we hit to the next break, is when you put this into the system, it generates a file number. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So MHFA and the other one, they know that somebody is going to want some money out of their pool of down payment assistance. Is that right?
No.
Okay.
When I start an application, we have a loan number. Minnesota Housing doesn't know about that loan number until we register that loan number with a lock.
Okay.
Whereas MMCDC, they'll know it because the borrower must register online. I can't do it for them. I can show them where to go, but they have to register, but they can't register without a full-fledged underwriting approval from our underwriters.
Okay, folks. When we come back from the break, we're going to finish up talking about the first-gen programs, and then we're going to tell you about the big money at Ramsey County.
You can also be part of the show. Call us at 651-641-1071. We'll be right back on the Red Hot Real Estate Show. Welcome back to the Red Hot Real Estate Show here on My Talk 107.1. That's my friend Mimi Shoneman from RE/MAX Results and the Red Hot Real Estate Group. Over here, my friend Phil Olson from Cross Country Mortgage. You still have time to be part of the show. It's 651-641-1071.
Okay, Phil. We have been talking about the first generational programs that are available in Minnesota, and they all have a lot of really great free money. And mm-hmm. Phil does them all. So this is really great information. I do want to remind everybody that if you're shopping for property or if you're thinking about listing your house, be sure and check out viewgreaterminneapolishomes.com. And you can always reach out to us through that system or here at My Talk with our keyword, which is Red Hot. Okay, so we talked about the MMCDC and the MHFA. Is there anything else you'd like to add about MHFA before we move on?
Well, the one thing I'll tell you about both of those is they're not restricting the consumer purchasing a home in a specific location. So that does give a consumer a lot of flexibility to be looking at properties throughout the whole metro.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. My question for you about the program, because it's first generational, and one of the criteria is that your parents can't have owned property anywhere
in the world.
In the world. So let's just say that they do qualify, that the parents, that they meet that criteria, and then the buyer mm-hmm. uses this program. Can the parents also use this program to purchase?
If the parents were to move from Africa to the United States and have the ability to close a mortgage transaction and their parents never owned a home okay. in the world, yes.
Okay. So it goes back as far as it can go back.
Sure.
Perfect. All right. Let's talk about something that's a little more regional experience, and that's the program in Ramsey County.
One of the best I've ever seen in my whole life.
Wow.
They've got two programs. They got a first-time home buyer program. That is $20,000.
Right.
They have a first-generational program up to $93,000. Now, do all borrowers qualify for 93? No, it's based on two calculations. First calculation is the housing expense ratio must be greater than 25%. I have a client right now that was making too much money. Instead of $93,000, they ended up getting $48,000. And that put their housing ratio at 25.1%.
Okay.
So without being specific about this particular client, yep, to preserve privacy, can you kind of like give us, change some of the names and numbers so that it's not identifiable?
Sure.
But give us an example, real world example of what that looks like.
Well, they bought a $350,000 house. Now, Ramsey County will give you 25% of the purchase price. So what is, I believe that's like $83,000 at $350,000. All right.
Is that at the 93? That's 25%.
You get 25% of the purchase price, and your maximum purchase price is $372,600.
Okay.
With a max of $93,150. All right. At a 0% interest rate that goes down. It is a mortgage. It's a second mortgage. The balance goes down annually 5%. Simple. Stay in the house for 5 years, you get to keep 25%.
Mm-hmm.
You stay in the house for 10 years, you get to keep 50%. God forbid you live there for 20 years. You get to keep the whole $93,000. But there's two calculations. You got the housing ratio and you've got, it is the maximum down payment assistance. And then you've got what's called AMI. Area median income. Your income limits are supposed to change here June, but I'm going to tell you what the income limits are now. One person, 66,000, two people, 77,000, three people, 86,000. Once you jump to four people living in the home, you jump from 80% AMI to 100% AMI. That jumps that income limit to 124,000. Now, with the Ramsey County program, it is based on family income. That means if the children receive income, you have to count it. Spouse's income, you have to count it. Grandma lives there and receives Social Security. Got to count it. All income streams must be counted.
And how do you document that?
Well, I document it by, I have to get tax returns, W-2s, paycheck stubs. I have to ask. You know, if a person says they don't work, okay, all right, it's pretty simple. We can determine what your income is. It's called a 4506T. That is called a tax transcript. You have no income, you shouldn't have filed taxes.
Right.
If you file taxes, uh-oh. You had income then, didn't you?
And we need to include it.
Right. Guess what?
And they'll do a similar attestation, as you said.
Attestation as well. And guess what? All these programs we're talking about, folks, you don't want to play with the fraud word.
Mm-hmm.
No. That's a no-no. I'm not going to jail for anybody, but I don't want you to go to jail because they can call your mortgage due, evict you, and it would be considered a federal crime.
Nobody's saying that. I'm just asking, how do you document it?
No, mm-hmm.
We're
just telling people because sometimes, I'm sorry to say, people want to get creative.
Yes.
Okay, let's just call it creativity.
This is not a creative time to use this program. Right. No, well, don't be creative.
Just be honest.
Yeah, and be creative in the way that Phil is doing by helping you layer appropriately, exactly, if that can happen.
That's where we can
Let's talk about layering. Yeah. So that means using more than one program to have down payment assistance.
Yeah. Right.
So how do you use $93,000 for down payment? What else can be used for that money?
That goes towards principal reduction.
Okay. Oh,
Buy down the rate. Okay.
Principal reduction. Instead of you having a loan, you're buying at 370 instead of putting 3% down, which is, call it 10 grand. You've got a loan amount of 360. Now I give you $93,000, you have a loan amount of $270 with a purchase price of $370. Oh my God.
So would you say that it's better to use this to buy down the rate or to reduce the or increase the down payment amount?
Both. Both. I'm doing both.
Okay.
I'm getting the best of both worlds.
Dip wherever you can.
Okay,
dip.
Folks, if you are thinking about buying or selling a house, we'd love to hear from you. Reach out to us via phone or texting 651-578-2218, and we'll connect you with Mr. Phil Olson here so that he can help you see what programs you qualify for.
And get appropriately creative.
Here's what I'll say. 90% of first-time home buyers qualify for down payment assistance. Most lenders don't do it. They don't want to do it because it's too much work.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So call me. I'm glad to give you free money. I'll show you where all that free money is throughout the whole state. And here's what I'll say. These programs come and go.
Okay.
So strike while the iron is hot.
Right. So get in there. I also want to remind you, if we missed any information, you need to get a hold of us. You can always go to our website, mytalk1071.com. Use that keyword, red hot.